sat there and listened to that, I want to know what you're working on now.
Oh, just I'm always doing like poems, just sort of, that's an elective, as you know. And then I'm writing stories for the first time, which is fun, sort of living in fiction. Uh-huh. And I'm, but of immediate importance is this book on Ireland that I'm supposedly turning in May. And it's a book of, it's part cultural study, part memoir, part, you know, personal history. And
so it will fall into the creative nonfiction category?
Ah, yeah. It's about, I've been going to Ireland for 30 years. And of course, Ireland has changed dramatically in those 30 years. And as my wife has lately pointed out, so have you. So I'm trying to sort of figure how that worked. And as a culture, it's one that I think is worth investigating because the changes have been so, it's a small place. And so the changes can be viewed, I think, more easily than the great sweeping changes that we see in a geography like ours. Mm-hmm. And also the issues that are so topical just now have always been topical in Ireland, of race and tribe and sect and faith and belief and, you know, and so it's an easy subject, although one that's right now eluding me.
Are you near the end?
No. I'm near the part where you are looking for the key. Uh-huh. I mean, you've got all this material and you've written a good deal about it, but it has not become a book yet. And I think you and I have talked about this, Anita, before, how when you're writing poems, all of a sudden some cipher comes to you and you begin writing a book of poems. Right. And it's the same when you're writing essays. There is a key that turns a collection of nonfictions into a book of nonfictions. And so it's missing that at this point. And I'm hoping that, you know, sometime soon that'll make itself known. So.
I think that's absolutely right, because when I was writing what turned into be this novel that I've not finished, it was simply a group of stories, mm-hmm. until one thing happened.
Yes.
And then it became something larger than
yes.
that. But I had no idea that that would happen.
Yeah.
So I guess that's one of the things I love about writing is...
Yeah. That sort of faith you must have to launch yourself on this, on the language and say, you know, where will this come out, you know?
And the belief that it will happen.
Yeah. Do you know, I was interested to hear J.K. Rowling's talking about, you know, the trip from Manchester to London in which, you know, Harry Potter came to her. You know, I've been on that train. Nothing ever happened to me. I'm sure you've been on it, you know. And but she has the last chapter of the last book in the Harry Potter story, you know, sorted already.
Yeah, in a big yellow folder.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would take something of the fun out of it for me. Although I could learn to live with it, you know, if I had one Harry Potter.
I've heard a couple other writers say they always knew the end. They always knew the end before they started.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That does seem odd to me, because I guess I like making up the end or
yeah.
something as I do
yeah.
it. And in poems, too.
Yeah.
In poems, yeah.
Yeah.